The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is Thursday, but it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark, and my co-host this morning is a very, very familiar voice in Reading Radio, Jim Anderson. Welcome, Jim.
Jim Albertson.
What did I say? I can't believe I did that again.
That happens to me over the years and years ago, because Jim Anderson and I worked opposite each other.
Exactly. And I know your name is Albertson just as well as I know my own.
And the Moose Lodge years ago hired me to do some work, and they said, we'll call you back, and they never did. And then I went, and they said, you didn't even show, and we called you and called you. And I said, well, they said, your name on the phone book is Jim Anderson. I said, no, it's not. But Jim and I did work together.
Well, there you go. And of course, it's Jim Albertson, and Jimbo is what we know everybody knows you by, right?
That's exactly right. Spent 10 years in this studio, too. Nice studios now. They remodeled them again, and it's just plush.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really nice. And, you know, it's 41 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, and it's not raining. It's sunny. We have a high near 56. North winds up to about 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 24, so we'll have a little wind. Clear tonight with a low around 32. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 56, partly frosty in the mornings, and about a low of 34. On Saturday, patchy frost again, otherwise mostly sunny, a high of 56 and a low of 35. And on Sunday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52 and a low of 37. On Monday, again, mostly sunny, high near 58, low of 38. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Up in the higher elevations, we have had a little moisture and what have you, so please watch out for that black ice as you're driving around out there, because that can take you by surprise. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And I did look at the road report this morning. Ice everywhere.
Yes.
Ooh, if you're driving, going home from Grandma's house, look out, ice everywhere.
Well, and you know, people, in for whatever reason, people in California don't know what black ice is.
No.
They seem to totally ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can't even see it a lot of times. I was going to Reno one time in the dark and came around a corner by Hat Creek, and I'm flipping right along and no problems. And all of a sudden my headlights started to reflect back, and I, uh-oh. And there was nobody coming, and the car just kind of went along sideways and came back up. But look out, because it comes on really quick.
Yes, yes. And just a little bitty rock in the road, or one time I can remember I was leaving my home at Twin Falls, Idaho at Christmas time, and I was just, like you say, going along, mm-hmm. and happened to hit a rock in the road, and all of a sudden I was in a snowbank on the other side of the road going the other way. This old farmer came out with a tractor and said, well, California plates, I guess I'll have to pull you out.
That's it. Anyway, they get a little wild around here, especially in the holiday seasons. I saw an accident one day, car sitting on the sidewalk. I thought, how do you drive on the sidewalk? But in Reading, they do.
Well, they do. And, you know, we've had that speed between Reading and Anderson for speed reduction, which is almost back to normal now. They've got it 65 in places and 55 in most places. And the only real holdup are the two bridges right there in Anderson-Cottonwood area, between Anderson and Cottonwood. So they've done a good job bringing that up to date.
Yep. Today, the day after Christmas, Thursday, what did you get for Christmas?
You know, we don't do too much Christmas in our family, because I don't spend it with the kids. We'll do exchange of gifts between now and the end of the year, whenever they can make their way to Grandma's house.
Well, I was a only child, and my dad was an only child. But then when I started having children, I had three, and now I have 10 grandchildren. And one great grandson that was born a couple of months ago, living in Hawaii, and I've got another one in Chico that's going to be born, granddaughter, in the end of February. So we drew names.
Oh, fun.
You got to draw names. I got a couple of nice shirts, and we had our dinner yesterday, and everybody gathered around the tree except for the ones in Hawaii. And just really nice. One of them got a DNA kit.
Oh, that's, you know, DNA. Have you done your DNA?
I've done my DNA. In fact, I didn't even believe it. I thought, well, you know, your parents tell you where you're from, and I can remember they talked about my great-grandmother. We have no idea who she was because she came from an orphanage and got married at 14 and had the 5 children, I think it was. And so we don't know anything about her, and you came from German heritage because your grandfather was right from Germany. So I ran the DNA. I have no German.
Oh,
zero.
Wow.
And so I didn't believe it, so I hired another company. Zero.
Oh, my.
So now it opens a new can of worms, and you start going back. The first thing that came up, my grandmother that was the orphan, well, she lived in a nice home on the East Coast and came over in a wagon train. No problems at all.
So family history isn't always what it's cracked up to be.
No, don't always believe it. I was told I was Native American. No Native American. I'm just mostly English and Norwegian and Swedish. So that's a little bit of Irish in me, too, but.
I'll be darned.
But so
that would be interesting. I'm supposedly my father was German, and I'm pretty sure that's true,
right?
Because I have done some background tracking. Now, of course, maybe that isn't really my father. But
well, that's what I was going through because I look back on my mother's side. You know, my mother and her sister that grew up together. My mother's mother only had one child.
Oh, wow.
That came up twice, and so where did her sister come from? We don't know.
Oh, my. And so I bet this has caused a lot of conversation in the family.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it makes you just think, I'd love to go back and talk to them and see what was, you know, that they, in those days, things were different, I guess.
Well, you know, and I did a little bit of history searching on my father. I know that he was born and raised in a little German community back in the Dakotas. He was in the North Dakota and then moved to South Dakota. He was the 13th of 13 children, and half of them were born over in Germany, and then they came over here through Russia. So it actually looks like some of, you know, the Russian comes in there, but in the checking that I did, they actually, during the war, ended up going through Russia and immigrating over here that way.
Well, it's interesting. If you have a chance, take a DNA test. It's very, very interesting.
Okay, you know, and I haven't. I guess you just go online, and are any companies more reputable than others, do you think?
Or? I don't know. The first one I used was Ancestry.com. I forgot the next one I used, but the next one gave exact same as the first one. And I showed it to a guy that's into family tracing, and he said, that's rare that they're off a little bit. Mine was just perfect, so.
I'll be darned.
That I just, when you've been told your whole life you're German, and no, you're not.
You know, the whole DNA thing brings up some other conversation, though, because we're so concerned about our business and people knowing things about us. And,
right.
And we, you know, if you ever watch crime shows or anything, nobody wants to give up their DNA because that can track you to, I guess if you haven't done anything bad, you don't need to worry about it.
Did you see in the paper the other day, government workers should not do the DNA test or something because they said they can sell it. I saw that in the paper.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, people, I mean, I have people I still know who are scared to death to give anybody their social security number.
Yeah.
I mean, they just covet it. I've said to them, go online and get your social security number in about 15 minutes. Because we've carried them around in our cart if you're on Medicare. We had them in our Medicare card for how many years, and everybody in the world saw that, and it's part of the whole medical system and everything. And now they've decided that's not a good idea, but identity, I guess, is not what it used to be.
Not at all. In fact, I've been in the radio business, I was in it full-time for 57 years. And about 4 or 5 years ago, my wife asked something, and I said, about our age or something, and I said, I bet if you go online, you can find our, it'll show, and she, oh, no. So we typed in my radio name, and up not only came my picture, the picture of where we live, how to get there, and who I was married to and how old she was. And boy, did that rock you! It's in there. I said, "Yep,
yeah."
That's you're not private.
It's just amazing. I I did that a couple of times. And interesting that when you look at the internet, depends. Now, when I was really active, the whole thing had fill up.
Oh, yeah.
I put it in the other day, and very little come up. We're going to take a break right now and pay some bills, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas from Redding Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to our show.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got questions, I know you've got something on your mind this day after Christmas. You want to tell us something about maybe your Christmas traditions, give us a call at 605-4567. Ashley, there's been some wrecks out there on that black ice we were talking about. You want to give us an update on that?
Yeah, we have three in the last hour and a half that have been reported
It looks like the one on 44 at Cal Creek has been cleared up, but we do have one at Quartz Hill Road and Keswick Dam. There is a vehicle off the road and nobody inside. They're trying to figure out who it belonged to, and they don't know if any injuries took place in that one. There's also a minor injury reported at Oak Run and Zigzag Lane. So those are all in the area, and a lot of this is probably being caused by ice. We do have, we were talking about the ice earlier, we do have plows on the east side of the area, so if you're going over the river and through the woods east, then Old Station, MacArthur, Burnie, that area, we have a couple of snow plows in that area. So just be safe out there.
Yeah, anybody traveling back after Christmas, just be, take your time, especially if you're coming from the Reno area or any of those places or over on the coast.
If you are headed, if you're listening from home and you're headed into work today, leave a little extra time, not only for travel, but a lot of people are having to defrost their windows. We are still prior to sunset, so it is going to be a little slower getting the car warmed up and getting it out.
Thanks, Ashley. Mm-hmm. You know, I am, well, this is Trish Clark this morning because it's Thursday, and my co-host this morning is Jim Albertson, and we're just kind of chatting about whatever's on our mind. The ice brings me, what is it with you people in California that you don't know if you have to park your car outside in a side seat? You put a blanket over the window.
I used to put newspapers.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I used to put newspapers over and then take them off. But I learned over the years, the last home I've been in for many years, I've got a insulated heated, kind of heated garage,
and when
I get up in the morning, my car's warm, because I used to get out and scrape and scrape, and then you couldn't see.
Yeah.
And then I learned the windshield with the newspapers, and that worked pretty good, but then you drive along, they freeze right back up again.
Yeah.
But if your car's warm when it starts out, no problem.
Yeah, no, I was born and raised in Twin Falls, Idaho, and so I was, you know, my car was never in the garage. There was never room for that when I had a car. But before you went to bed at night, you had a blanket, a thin blanket that you just kind of stretched across the windshield into the car doors, closed the car doors. That time you didn't need to lock them up. And then when you got up in the morning, you turned the heater on for a minute. The car was a little warm inside. You pulled that off and you were good to go. But yeah, cracking that ice off of there every morning. You guys need to figure this out. That's not a good idea.
Speaking of cracking, boy, see, the other day when the car went off the mall down here, off the top deck.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They got jumped out and ran. But Highline Homes, anyway, their pickup was hit and knocked over the edge. They didn't fall clear down to the street. But in the parking lot right down here.
Oh, my
gosh. On California Street, yes. The car went speeding through, dove off the end, and was hanging that over the edge. All right during about the 4 o'clock in traffic.
Now,
in the
is that in part of the area where they're tearing it down? Or
the other end.
The other end.
The other end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I said, that's good driving.
Do you know, that's an interesting project they got going there. We had a gentleman from the city in talking about all of the what it's going to look like in the near future.
Right.
I had anticipated that they were going to open up the whole street. Turns out that there's still going to be one section there right where the county clerk is located in the mall right now, right at the end on, is that Placer Street?
Placer Street.
That actually is not going to be opening back up.
Which reminds me, the Christmas tree this year, its exact location it was back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's in the little, what do they call it now? It's not a mall anymore. It's a whatchamacallit. But anyway, the tree is now back where it originally started, which used to be in the middle of Market Street when people would just crash into it.
when it was a complete street.
Right, both.
Yeah. Well, it's my understanding, according to the conversation the other day, that is going to be the location for the foreseeable future.
Right.
And until something else changes and maybe they knock it out of there and put the street clear through. But lots of changes to look forward to. And it's beginning to look a whole lot more like it looked probably when you were first here.
Yes, but the thing was, I owned, you know, business in the mall for 25 years. And I was there when they built the parking lot, the one that they're tearing down.
Oh, wow.
So that was 1976, I believe, 77, when they built that parking lot. And I remember it took a year to build it. But it doesn't seem that long ago, but now they're tearing it down.
Well, and see, I guess, yeah, because that was when we first moved to this area in 1977, and the mall, the downtown mall was a going place at that time.
Oh, yeah. And But when they first built the parking lot and they opened it, I had just bought a brand new kind of a custom van with the couch and the chairs in it.
Oh yeah.
My son said, can I take it for a drive? I said, remember, it doesn't fit under the wall. Okay. And pretty soon he took it for a ride and you hear,
oh.
And you had to back it back out. Ran into the mall.
Well, and you know, I know somebody else that did that, a friend, that Shirley Popovic.
Uh-huh.
She took the top of their van off in that mall. I remember that. I hadn't thought of that in a long time. And I drove a great big van for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't use that entrance with either the truck or the van. But after I got into a smaller vehicle, that was a great way in and out. But, yeah, why would you suppose they built it that
low? Really low.
Yeah, it was low.
Well, you could drive, walk through. I could reach up and touch the top when I'm walking through it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it lasted, 30-some-odd years. Now they're tearing it down. But it's really going to be nice. This new building they're going to build right here, four stories, three stories of apartments, some retail and parking in the bottom level or something. That's going to, it looks very nice. I've seen the pictures.
Well, and just to remind everybody that if you go to the Redding City web and go online, there is a whole thing that gives you the map and tells you what is going to be, because there's lots of stuff going on, lots of projects at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually see very clearly exactly where the streets are going to be and what buildings are going to be there and how much housing is going to be involved in that. And it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, the building right where the Dickers used to be. They're really coming along with that. That's four stories, I believe. And then the new one that they're building over there, I guess they're going to put Kobe's Steakhouse or one of their restaurants back in there, Pine and the
Placer. I don't think it's Kobe's, but I think it's by the same owner. Same owner,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, a lot of things going on downtown. When it's done, but it'll be, a couple of years, it'll really be nice.
Well, it will, and it, like, the more things change, the more they stay the same, though. I have to laugh, because when we first got here, the downtown mall was so productive, and Ruth Atkins and Thompson Men's Store and the big Payless drugstore.
Payless was at one end.
I mean, yeah, the place was full. It was
JCPenney.
Yeah.
Was at the other end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was kind of in the middle with my hamburger stand, 25 years, frying hamburgers.
What kind of a hamburger?
Just good ones.
Okay, but what was the name of the business?
Jimbo's.
Jimbo's.
Jimbo's. I played off my radio name. I thought, well, I'm on the radio, I can try something else. And so I did for 25 years.
And now, when did you close that?
Right at the Y2K on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
It was, I had health problems. My heart doctor said, you better bow out of all the things you're doing. And so when it hit that night, the New Year's Eve, we wrapped it up. And the equipment and the beautiful tables I had, I think they're still at the Cinnamon Bear Dell. I sold everything to the guy up in Shingletown there, Black Butte Road, Cinnamon Bear Deli. And they put in, they had my fryers, they had my grill, they had everything.
Oh, wow.
All the tables, yeah. But anyway, we were 25 years. We had hamburgers, hot dogs, cotton candy, ice cream, milkshakes, popcorn.
Well, see, and I didn't know you then, but I guess I can remember being in there. I just never made the connection for whatever mm-hmm. reason.
I could tell you a story I guess the statute of limitations is up. I had a thing about elephants. I always wanted to be a circus barker, and Circus Vargas came to town and put me in there one time as a ringmaster.
Oh, fun.
Loved it. And then John Esquaga's Nugget. Remember they had Bertha and Tina over there?
Yes, they did.
Yes, and so I got kind of buddies with them, and I was cooking chili on the traveling circuit through the restaurant for competing for money.
Oh, the chili cook-off.
Yes. And we were competing at John Esquaga's Nugget, and they brought the elephants out, and they let me get in with them, and they hugged me and everything. It was kind of really neat. But a lady used to have an elephant up in Wairika, and I said, then it'd be kind of neat if the elephant came into my restaurant one day. And that was not a good idea.
Not a good plan.
She said, I'll tell you what. We'll make sure it's gone to the bathroom. It won't do anything in your restaurant. And so we didn't tell anybody. And there's like 6 or 8 people in my restaurant. And they said, put a bowl of popcorn on the counter. And I heard the elephant coming down. They're walking it down. And when it got right to my door, the restaurant, she just said, left. And came right in and
fit through the door. Okay.
Walked over and took, I handed the popcorn, and it was really quiet. And then somebody jumped up and ran out of the door, not thinking too much. And about an hour later, I get a call from the health department. And they said, we have a report that you have an elephant in your restaurant. And I said, oh, what? And they said, yeah, we kind of thought the same thing. Forget about it. Well, I had a picture about 3 feet wide blown up of the elephant in the restaurant, and I put it on the wall, and on a health inspection, uh-oh, you did have an elephant.
And that's funny.
And I said the elephant was very, very tame. But about 6 years later, it got really upset up in Wairika and head-butted itself through the wall of a restaurant. And, I think it was Wairika or somewhere up there. And it was not real. It's since died. Aki was the name of the elephant, but she got a little upset.
Well, better their restaurant than yours.
That wasn't mine. I got beautiful pictures.
Great place to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit 2 to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Sherman.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
The point of no return.
No backward.
Actually, it's good with the music, huh?
That's real good with music. What's today? It's the day after Christmas. What do we do? Return.
There you go. We were talking, but you know, the day after Christmas, December 26th, my goodness, if you work in a retail outlet, any place, it's, boy, have lots of coffee before you go to work, because today is the day with all the excuses and all the reasons in the world why these gifts need to be returned.
I don't think, in all of our group last night, I don't think one gift had to go back. Everything seemed to fit. We had no problems at all. So that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
I hate to take anything back.
Well, I usually end up not doing that.
Right. I'm like you.
It ends up usually being stuffed someplace for a while, and then it ends up going down to the thrift store.
That's true.
It's never used. I'm just not real good about doing the return thing. One of the reasons why I don't buy online, because clothes, because I know they're not going to fit. They never do if I look in a store, so I don't know why I would assume that if I order something out of a catalog that it's going to have anywhere near the fit I want or the look I want when I get it there. But occasionally I do bite and order something, and about 90% of the time it doesn't fit, and it ends up at ETC down at Anderson, the thrift store, because I just am hesitant to take it back. But if you've worked in stores, today's the day.
That you don't want to be in there.
No.
Years ago, I won't even bring up the store's name. Some of them closed the day after Christmas, take a vacation. And I remember some of the stores in the mall would take like 5 days off after Christmas. They would take returns, but they didn't want that big influx. So sometimes you have second thoughts about, well, maybe it wasn't a bad gift. Maybe it might really be good.
Yeah.
But I very rarely take anything back. And I'm like you. I'm very hesitant, I guess because of my age, of buying online. I do buy online a few things, very little. But I tried to buy a TV several years ago through Costco online. It was the first time they had the flat screen, so it was small flat screen, down to $199. And I said, you'll never see that again. So I got online, and I tried to buy it, and it didn't go. And I don't know what I did wrong. So pretty soon, I had tried about five times or six times, and then I got a notice that said, you know, you've now ordered 25 televisions. And I couldn't get it out. I drove out to Costco and had to go into their office, and they had to get it off. But I had ordered 25.
You just kept trying.
And it would just add them on. And that's why I don't buy online too much.
that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, 25 TVs.
Oh, well, it was a good price, but you could have opened up your own store.
Right.
Yeah, there's that thing. I do buy online. I probably shouldn't, but just things that are easy, get them overnight, some small thing. I tend to do that from time to time. But I like to shop local. I don't like to shop. Let's be real here. I hate to shop.
I am not fond of shop. When I go shopping, I know what I'm going to buy. I go in and I get out. My wife goes in and 2 hours later comes out and the credit card smoke coming out of her purse.
and I'm one of those that I guess just not typical female, because I hate to shop. I like to browse through junk stores, antique stores,
I like that.
That kind of stuff. Or when I'm vacationing, you know, look for bargains at different things like that. I like that kind of shopping. But clothes shopping, grocery shopping, Christmas shopping, oh, just shoot me. I just don't want any part of it. I hate it.
Well, I was in the grocery business for quite a while, too, so my wife makes me do all the grocery shopping.
Oh.
I enjoy grocery shopping. I know where everything is usually. I get upset when they move it, but I can go grocery shopping.
But you know why they do that.
Well, yeah.
Well, they move everything, and there's a whole marketing strategy there, because if they leave everything in the same place all the time, which we're all comfortable with, then we don't shop, and we don't buy anything but what's on our list. So they continually move things around, so you have to shop and view other items. The other thing that fascinated me about marketing is they always put the most expensive size and brand at eye level, right hand, so that's the one you automatically reach for, and then, you know, as in the better prices and the smaller sizes and what have you, you got to bend or reach.
That's exactly right. In fact, people, when I was in the grocery business, we had I was on the radio and in the grocery business at the same time, but we would have these people come in and like buy a shelf. They'd pay pay us that, well, okay, I'll be on to be eye level and this is our spot. And especially cigarettes at that time when you're selling cigarettes weren't that expensive years ago.
Yeah.
But they would buy a whole section and you had to right at eye level in a spot. And boy, you didn't let anybody else get it because they'd pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rent on the spot.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't in many different fields. I've worked in drugstores and grocery stores and retail stores and a lot of different jobs.
Yeah.
Growing up and just from time to time. You always had the radio business going along with whatever other business you were in.
Well, once my wife started having children, radio business, as you well know, is volatile, and yeah. You can lose your job in 1 second. It just happens. I was only fired probably 7 times in 57 years, maybe 6 times. But
it isn't a matter of firing for any reason other than there's been a buyout,
right. Mm-hmm.
New management.
Or new format.
New format.
Mm-hmm. I went through that a lot. But somebody else come along and hire me the next day usually, so we go back and then go to a different format. But, yeah, it was volatile because I was trying to think of the things I've done. The grocery business. I worked for Montgomery Wards when they first opened in Reading. They hired me to do the music department. They had a record department.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there. And then we had the grocery business. And then my wife and I had a walnut ranch. We raised walnuts for Diamond Sun Suite. We had rental property, the restaurant. And so, yeah, I was always going because when I got fired, I had to be ready for something else.
Yeah, you always had to have another way to pay the bills while the radio show was going on at the
same time.
That's
exactly right. But it's a wild business, but I tell you, I'd do it again. I loved it.
Well, I know you did, and that's when we were, you know, I kind of have to tell you that I think we mentioned off the air that I knew I was going to do the radio show this morning, and I met up with Jim and Francis at having an adult libation at the Elks Lodge just before Christmas. And Jim, I know, he loved doing the radio, and so I caught him weak moment and asked him.
Oh, yeah.
I said, geez, Jim, you know, you really ought to go on the radio with me again. And he said, oh, yeah, I'll do that. I said, okay, good. How about the day after Christmas?
And here we are.
Yeah, and it feels, you're comfortable, you just fit right in, you just know exactly what's going on. Way more than I do because you've got more time behind that microphone in a week than I've got my whole time, but I like doing it.
I've worked with a lot of famous people over the years, and it was really, really, Richard Kiel, he and I went to radio school together in Los Angeles back in 1962, and he played Jaws, but he was in B-movies then, and he was 7'3", 7'5", something like that, and 300 pounds. Big man.
Wow.
And we'd stuff him in my convertible and drive up to, like, a Denny's restaurant and get out, and he'd start rambling, and you could just see people putting their fork down and their knife. And then we put him in a Volkswagen one time. 5 minutes to get him in.
And about the same amount to get him out. Probably.
Yeah. Great guy. He passed away here a couple of years ago. But he used to come up here, and I had the Jim and Kelly morning show on 106. And he came up here and visited us a couple of times. And I have a picture of him with one hand lifting Kelly Bernard, my partner, up in the air, holding her like a jack-o'-lantern. It was just unbelievable. He was very strong.
Well, I guess, yeah. 7 foot.
7'3", 7'4".
Wow.
And they didn't think, he was not predicted to live much past 40, but he made it to, he and I were the same age, and I think he made it to 73. And so, but he was, the last couple of years, he had a couple of strokes, but he was a very healthy man growing when he was in the movies. Yeah.
He
was on Lassie. He did Lassie, and then he did all those Bond movies with Jaws.
Yes.
A gentle giant.
Gentle giant.
He was on Channel 12, too. When we first got out of radio school, he came up here and did a Paul Bunyan. He had a kids program in the afternoon on Channel 12, Brada Chico.
Gosh. Yeah. You go and you can just keep flowing back as you start to talk about different things
right.
in the community. But
I ended up there, too. I went and ended back at Chico. But I didn't spend a year there, and I preferred coming to Reading. So
where were you and your family? Did you live in the Reading area most of the time? When you
right.
were, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was born in the South. I was born in Marysville. And we moved from Marysville to Reading. Actually, we lived in Yuba City. In 1948, we moved to Reading. Been here off and on ever since. My wife and I lived in Chico. I lived in Los Angeles, and I lived in Stockton. And that's where I got to really get to radio. It was in Stockton at the University of Pacific. They had two radio stations, KCOP. It was College of Pacific then.
You guys out there listening in the listening audience, number 605-4567, any of you have got any questions that you'd like to talk to Jim Albertson about? We don't get an opportunity to get this much history about radio in the North State and radio in general. So if you've got questions, or I'm sure you're just enjoying listening, I'm sure we're going to hear from many people saying, Guy was great, you need to have him on more often.
A lot of people didn't realize when KVCV was out there where the Twin Towers were, where they're building the New Bethel.
Right.
But they had an underground bomb shelter with a radio station in it. And that's, I was still there 10 years ago. The shell was under there, I know.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, we'd go down under there in the 60s, and it was damp. But they had, remember in the big bomb scares in the 50s, they built that bomb shelter, and then they were going to broadcast. They had a big generator, Caterpillar generator.
Wow.
And everything was underground down there.
Maybe more prepared than we are these days with our power shut off. So on that, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's see, coffee, got it, radio, dialed in, check, showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
When you're in the dark and you want to see, you need a
electricity. And bringing us back from our conversation, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You can get us streaming live on the internet, or you can give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark, and it's Thursday, and that's a normal voice, but I'm joined in the studio this morning with co-host with Jim Albertson. Jimbo.
Yeah, and Ashley, it's the first time I ever worked with her. Well, she needs a raise.
Yeah, she does a good job with the music if you give her a clue where you're going. And we were talking about a bomb shelter that you were operating a radio station out of.
Yeah, when KBCV, which ended up to be K6O, I worked there too, but they had a big bomb. That was the station, if we went to war, that they would broadcast from underground. And it was just when they get ready to build they're building, I guess, the Simpson College deal out there right now. But that whole field, number one, is covered with wiring because it had big wires all over that field, underground, about 2 feet down. And then the bomb shelter was built underground. And it was there. It's last time I checked, 10, 15 years ago, I was out there. It was still under there.
Well, PG&E should have taken advantage of that. Maybe we could get some power going without these
power turn stress. The power on.
Turn the power on. Maybe they can stream into that, because they're sure having a hard time keeping the power on in the state of California.
I was really lucky when we had the big fire, car fire, and I was evacuated out of my home. They said I was on I live in West Reading, and I was on the same circuit maybe as the 911, and mm-hmm. they have their big place up there by Benton Airpark. Anyway, we didn't lose our power. Even though we abandoned the house, we ran out because fire was coming down the street.
Right.
And when we came home 6 days later, the radio was playing, the fans were on, and the air conditioner was going, and the swimming pool was running with no water going through the pumps.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing, but we didn't lose any food in the refrigerator or anything.
That was good. Boy, there was a lot going on. And since then, of course, City of Reading isn't suffering from the power outages.
Right.
But PG&E and Southern California Edison in Southern California, I think, is having the same problem. But I don't think the massive shutoffs, they've not gained a lot of popularity, and I don't think they were handled really well. Kind of, it's scary, actually, when you think about the inability to turn it off in a manner that is okay for those people that really need emergency power and those things. The notification process didn't work very smoothly, and that is kind of troubling in this day and age with all the technology that we have. We were probably better prepared back with the bomb shelter.
Could have been, but the senior citizens that are really need the heat and everything, and they would go 3 and 4 days and have to wrap up in blankets, and you couldn't, nothing works. I mean, you can't, if you're on a well, you can't pump the water, doesn't come out. It's really kind of scary.
The generator business is doing well in Chesapeake.
Yeah, somebody told me, that maybe the generators are being sold by PG&E.
Well, that could be.
That could be.
I always laugh at the things they tell us are good for us. Solar is interesting, because they keep telling us we're supposed to get rid of all the electricity and all those gas generated. And,
right.
That's never going to happen for a lot of reasons, but I think it's interesting they want everybody to go to solar. Mm-hmm. And then now they're saying, well, gee, that's not a very good idea, because so many people on solar now, everybody that's paying for electricity has to pay more because
right.
there's more of these people on the solar. So now we're going to raise the price, the cost, the whole thing for the solar. And they just can't seem to get out of their own way and figure out a really good way to make this all work.
You're talking about electricity. A friend of mine bought an electric car, Tesla, the top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And it does everything you could imagine. And we were at a party, and he calls it up, and it'll come pick you up. It'll come out of the parking lot and pick you up with no driver.
Ooh.
Ooh, scary, but it happens. Anyway, one night he parked it. Okay, we were back at the Oaks Lodge. Parked it out in the dirt parking lot. Nothing to follow. Called it up, and we waited and went out, and it would back up, go around and park. Back up, go around. You couldn't find the door to go out.
Oh,
but
because no dirt parking lot.
Yeah,
okay,
it'll follow pavement and lines.
White lines, arrows,
but,
whatever.
You get them lost, and it's kind of. But the technology there is just superb. I'm unbelievable.
It, you know, but it so the technology, but that you can't charge it if you don't have a charging station.
He's got one in his home. My friend does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, build it right into the house.
I had to laugh, speaking of the charging stations, they put one in down at Safeway.
Right.
Down in Anderson. And they've got this big area that used to be parking. So the day before Christmas, I happened to be into the Safeway shopping center. And the frustration with all of those parking places that used to be, and of course the parking lot is full, people in there doing their last minute. That's another whole conversation. The mood people are in. Ho ho ho! Boy, they totally lose Christmas spirit in the parking lot. But all of those people wanting to park in those places are set aside for only electric vehicles to and the frustration showed because they were all full. By the time I left, people driving around, and they finally just said, "To heck with it! Nobody's charging an electric car. We're going to just park here."
Right, Target. They have them right out in front of Target here in Reading.
Yeah.
There's about four there, three or four. And you go by, and they're usually always full. People get in charge.
Yeah. It's amazing to me that there's – I've driven a couple of those cars when they first came out. The county had a few of the – what are they? They're both.
Hybrids.
Hybrids,
right.
Yeah. And I took one, I remember, one day up to Shingletown.
Mm-hmm.
God, I felt like I needed to get out and push it. It was a real challenge going up. Not so bad coming down. It seemed to do real well, but I thought, boy, this wouldn't be something that you'd want to drive around this country, because almost any direction you head when you leave Reading, you're going uphill.
Exactly. Unless you're going south. And even when you go to Red Bluff, you got to go over the hill, not as Lee Anderson.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, coming, we'll see.
All right. Hey, 1968, December the 23rd, I just happened to write that down. That was the year of the big snow, and I don't think you were living here then, were you?
1968, no.
16 to 18 to 2 feet of snow in Reading when the buildings all collapsed. And I remember my son wanted to go outside. They were little, and he, please, we put them in their suits or little jumpsuits, put them outside, and they sunk clear to their neck.
Wow.
And screaming bloody murder, brought him in. That was the end. I think we've had enough of that. They wouldn't go outside.
They didn't want any more of that whole thing.
No, not at all.
You know what? The house we bought in Anderson, they roofed over the garage when we expanded a few years later. There was a big hole in the roof, and they told me it was from that snowstorm in 1968.
Yeah, I lived pretty close
damage was done.
Wonder World. And Wonder World was the big store down where Osh used to be, anyway, but that roof went down there. Boom.
Yeah, I think that they had a lot of that. But we repaired the damage on that roof several years later when we expanded the garage. But they said that was from that big storm. And we had one, right after we moved here, we had a pretty good snowstorm. Because I remember that I was doing dishes in the evening. I don't remember what year that was. But it was about this time of year. And I was doing dishes late in the evening, and I could see this stuff falling out of the window. Bob and Rick was just little then, and they'd gone to bed, and I knew that neither one of them had ever lived any place where it snowed. And so I woke them up thinking that, you know, that would be a good time to experience this. So we went out in the yard, and the whole neighborhood was out there, and we were all out making snowmen at 11 o'clock at night. And then we woke up the next morning, and holy cow, there was snow everywhere.
Well, that happened this last year.
Yeah.
Here in Reading.
Yeah.
I guess Anderson didn't get it.
Yeah.
Three big trees, about 30 feet tall, went down in my swimming pool.
Oh.
Just big. We heard them at 2 in the morning. I heard them go down. It was a big sploosh.
Yes.
And that was a mess getting that out of there.
Well, and I've got these gorgeous big camellias all across the back of my property that my house was built in the 50s. And those camellias were put in then. And, oh, my God, the trimming and the breakage. And they just loaded with that wet, wet snow. And I lost so much of the whole thing. My whole back wall just lost tons of those beautiful camellia bushes.
Well, we got lots of ice today. In fact, I'm looking at the temperature outside. It's 36 degrees, so we've got lots of ice on the roads this morning, but luckily no snow. All those ski parks open.
Yeah, but finally.
Finally, yeah. They got snow.
With all the weather that we've had this year, and it was amazing to me that they didn't get to the point where they actually opened up until...
Well, the hot rains or warm rains came, remember, and melted about half
and
the
melted
snow.
A whole bunch of the snow. Yeah, so we had some cold, and then we had some hot. So we're getting ready here to take a break, and come back, and we hope that you can join us in the next hour. We're going to be just talking about whatever comes to our mind. If you've got something on your mind, please give us a call after the news at 605-4567. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Israel's Likud party is holding a primary vote to choose its leader. It's the first serious internal challenge to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his decade plus in power. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced that volunteer firefighters from the federal public sector will receive paid leave entitlements in a move to help contain wildfires that have ravaged parts of the country.
I issued a directive to all Commonwealth departments and agencies that will see the full paid leave for emergency services be lifted to a minimum standard of 4 weeks.
Firefighters are attempting to make headway amid favorable conditions before an extreme heat wave hits embattled areas on the weekend. The day after Christmas could be a busy one on the roads in the U.S.
Since Christmas fell on a Wednesday this year, today, says Julie Hall of AAA, could be extra busy if you're driving home.
That's really because we're seeing a mix of people who are getting back to work that day in some cases, as well as people returning home after being gone the week before Christmas.
As for the average price of gas, AAA says it's $2.54 a gallon. I'm Shelley Adler.
Security officers in Moscow have raided the offices of Alexei Navalny, the most prominent foe of President Vladimir Putin and the governing United Russia Party. Navalny has been jailed repeatedly in recent years for organizing or participating in unsanctioned protests. Religious services and memorial ceremonies have been held in Indonesia and Thailand to mark the 15th anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami, one of modern history's worst natural disasters. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 59 points to 28,574. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
A Target customer is asking the retail giant to stop using plastic bags.
Protest organizer Teresa Carter and other Target shoppers plan to deliver pages with more than 455,000 signatures to the corporation's headquarters in Minneapolis on Thursday, which is traditionally one of the busiest shopping days of the year. The petition calls for Target to commit to eliminating plastic bags that Carter says are choking the earth. She says other retailers like Costco have already nixed plastic bags. A Target spokeswoman says the company has taken several steps to reduce its use of plastic. John Scott reporting.
An Iranian-backed bloc in Iraq's parliament has proposed the governor of the oil-rich southern Basra province as the country's next prime minister. However, the nomination was promptly rejected by Iraqi protesters who want an independent candidate to take over the government. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. People across Asia are witnessing an annular solar eclipse, which is also known as a ring of fire.
From Singapore to Saudi Arabia, crowds of solar eclipse enthusiasts came out to witness this rare event. The phenomenon is also known as an annular eclipse and was visible along a 118-kilometer-wide path. Here in Singapore, hundreds of amateur astronomers and photographers stood by for what many said was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. These types of eclipses occur every couple of years, but they're only visible from a certain part of the Earth each time, and it can be several years before the same pattern in the same geographic area is seen again.
BBC correspondent Karishma Vaswani reporting. Israel says a rocket from Gaza has been intercepted over its southern territories. The attack caused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to be hustled from a stage during an election rally. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. It is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can give us a call at 605-4567. So they got all that right. It is Thursday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, 2019. Well, we're coming up with 2020. That's going to be a fun time of the year.
That's right, 2020 vision.
So it's Trish Clark and Jim Albertson this morning, your hosts on KCNR.
Yeah, we're not Carl and Linda, we're Jumbo and Tris. But anyway.
There you go.
When Linda first moved to Reading, I interviewed her on a radio show, I think it's about 20 years ago. And she was fresh off the Dean Martin show and her world tour and all her nightclubs. And I had her in the studio and interviewed her. And little did I know, 10 years later, we'd be working side by side. Now, I'm kind of retired now, but she's here.
And here you are sitting in her radio station.
Yeah, I'm sitting in her spot today. She's probably living the life of leisure today.
There you go. There you go. So the weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, and it's 36 degrees in downtown Reading. It looks like it's cooling down. We're going to have a high today of 56 and a low of 32. Sunny with a high all day long, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 56. Low of 34, and on Saturday, patchy frosty, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 56, and partly cloudy in the evening with low of 35. And on Sunday, 40% chance of showers, and Sunday night, low of 37. Monday, again, high of 58, mostly sunny, mostly clear into the evening, 38. And Tuesday, again, mostly sunny, with a high near 62 and a low of 40. New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 59. Again, the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I'm looking over here. 36 degrees outside, and we finally warmed up in the studio. It's 63.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim and I were talking. We're in sweaters here.
I've got a coat.
This crew is climate control down
right
here. I swear they like that. Linda always has the temperature down, so I've learned to dress kind of typically like this, even winter, summer, spring, or fall, because I know that studio is going to be chilly.
Yeah, well, it was 62 a minute ago, and I didn't really complain. I just mentioned, can we have the heat? Oh, it might ruin the equipment. So I said, I'll button up my coat. But it's warm now. Ashley's comfortable. It's 63. No, it's back down to 62.
There you go. I'm not exactly sure that's totally accurate.
Oh, I believe it's accurate. Oh, wait, the one on the wall over there says 61.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
I can probably turn it up a little.
Oh, we're fine.
I'm in short sleeves in the next room.
I know.
Yeah,
she's
over there. Well, little tops.
I quit talking about this because even when we were over there, they had fans running when we were in that
right
other studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm getting chilblains. So you can hang meat in there, and they're kind of fanning and trying to get, I don't know. I guess my temperature gauge is set different than theirs.
Well,
and I don't keep my house that warm at home. I hardly ever turn. Well, I don't turn the heat above about 70, and in the wintertime, I don't turn my air conditioner lower than about 78. I mean, I've, you know, got not into the real cold or real warm temperatures. But
76 in the summertime.
62 is, you know.
It's cold. But it's 70. I keep mine at 75 in the home on the wintertime, 76 in the summertime. So
yeah.
Anyway, here we are whining about the weather, but I'll tell you what, today, not only December the 26th, a Thursday, it is National Whiners Day.
Oh, there you go.
I looked it up, and it says, yeah, if you have to whine about it, today's the day.
Well, that's good, and I think we could find all kinds of things to whine about. But, you know,
is that to go hand-in-hand with the returning gifts that we talked about an hour ago?
I think you're right. I didn't connect them, but, it's National Whine. If you got a complaint today, you just whine about it.
Well, and now in Canada, this is Box Day?
Oh, Boxer Day.
Boxer Day.
Yes. And in Texas right now, they got the day off.
Why is that?
It's a day after Christmas, and they declared the holiday. I think it's Texas, South Carolina. I looked it up one time. Yeah, the day after Christmas is a state holiday in some states, but not California.
No, oh, no, no.
You and I are working.
Well, and of course, you and I are both retired, so we kind of work when we feel like
it. When
working.
We feel like it.
Yeah. And I enjoy the radio show just for that, because it gives me an opportunity to keep involved with the community, and I can kind of do it when I feel like doing it and then not do it. Don't think I'd want to go back to doing this 5 days a week. How about you, Jim?
After I've been off a year, I miss it.
Yeah.
I love getting in. I'd get up and work on holidays just so I could be on. I just always enjoyed it. But you know one thing I was going to bring? I talked to you a while back on this. Looking way back in the early days of radio. Of course, radio was back in the 20s and 30s. But in the 60s, when I first started in, right about 1961, 62, there was laws. Newspapers could only own, like, one radio station and one TV station. Or a TV station could only own one radio station or a newspaper. And so, consequently, the news media was totally spread out all over the United States. And it was set up that way.
Yeah.
But they took that out.
And independent and right. Had different views and different reporting.
Oh, from all over the country. Very few stations. Now, this one that we're working for right now, yeah, they're totally independent.
Yes.
But the rest of them, there's like six companies now that control the news in the whole United States. And that's totally different. It wasn't
And they all work for the Democratic Party. I'll just throw that in there.
Yeah, throw it in there if you'd like. I stay pretty much away from politics. But I remember back in those days, I thought it was very fair because nobody could control the media at all. But nowadays, you can move it around a little bit.
Well, it's interesting because, and we've talked about this before, I no longer take a printed newspaper for a lot of reasons, but I do go online every day.
I do.
And I look at two or three different newspapers, and I don't care which newspaper you look at, where you're at in this United States, the format, the news stories are all the same.
Exact.
Because they're all put out by the same company.
Right.
And they just maybe change the headline just a little bit, but the news stories are, boy, almost page per page. it's amazing. There's just very little local news. I have a frog in my throat almost consistently every morning when I get up, and so that's one of the reasons I've probably not got a great radio voice. But I find it interesting that like our Record Searchlight here. Have you been out in the Record Searchlight office recently?
It's gone.
There's nobody there.
No. I went out there one day, and they were open for 2 hours, and then a friend of mine wanted to put an article in. I said, well, go out there. They're open between 9 and noon or something. And so he went out there and said, it's gone. There's a huge building, but you can't. There was nobody there.
No, it's not even
I don't think
open at all now.
No, you have to go to someplace back east. You go on phone lines or
I think they only have like one or two employees. I'm not sure, but I think we only have one reporter left. You ever only see the byline of one person from time to time.
I worked for the Record Searchlight in 1956 as a bundle hauler.
Oh, wow.
And then I worked in the newsroom as a meat, or what do you call it, mail wrapper, where we mailed the papers out. That's 56, a long time ago.
Well, but you know, when I was here, I can remember, boy, you'd go out there to interviews or go out to, when I had my business, I would do, advertising and go out and meet with the staff and come up with the promotions and what have you. And they had a big room out there and every desk was full and there was so much going on. The last time I was out there, and it's been a couple of years, I went out to put in some kind of an ad or something. I've forgotten what it was. I walked in and there was like three people in the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
and all these desks just sitting, nothing going on, and it was almost eerie.
Remember when they used to put in, like, the weddings and the big social parties?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could find out what was going on. Social page, but that's all gone.
Well, it is, and you send out a news release now, and rarely do you see anything about it in the printed newspaper. Radio stations, a lot of them are still real good about advertising different mm-hmm. things that you send out, promotions for nonprofits or what have you, you know, the typical news release stuff, but you never see any of that kind of stuff in our local newspaper.
My wife's picture was in there. Well, a long time ago, she was first runner-up for Miss Shasta County.
Wow.
And I cut it out, and we still have it at home. It's a little older paper now. It's kind of yellowing a little bit, but we still have. But that's back when you got the local news.
And we have very little of that, and that brings up a whole topic of conversation that we miss when we're talking about things. And we'll talk about that when we come back right after this break. We're going to talk about this after the news.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
bullets are an urge. They think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
I just, we're talking about the newspaper, and I just, Ashley just is great about pulling up these stories always.
Yeah, where'd you find that?
I don't know.
That is from the musical Newsies.
Newsies.
Okay, yeah. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 14 AM, your talk radio, and that's what we're doing this morning. I'm co-hosted this morning with Jimbo. Jim Albertson, a familiar radio voice in Shasta County for sure. Certainly a whole lot more recognizable than my voice. I'm sure everybody is going, oh my gosh, that's Jim Albertson that's on the radio this morning.
Well, you've been around a long, long time.
Well, but not so much on the radio, except the last, it's been, gosh, you know, it's been 8 or 9 years now since I've been doing this. Mm-hmm. I started coming in occasionally, right after Carl and Linda opened the station. And then I've been doing Thursday mornings with Carl for a long time. And I enjoy doing it. I know why it gets in your blood, Jim.
It really, really does. And everybody when I was younger said, you got to get into television. And I did a little bit of TV. I worked for Channel 12, but I was narrating films. And then I did a radio show for KHSO Radio. And then I've done a lot of TV commercials. But I was never comfortable. You can't scratch or pick your nose.
Well, and they got the video camera going here. And they do that from time to time. And I think that they're eventually they'd like to be broadcasting on. I know they've talked from time to time about public radio and what have you. I'm with you. I always come in and I go, oh, gosh, I hope they're not going to video this morning.
That's the first.
So they catch me in all kinds of different. I probably don't dress for TV as much as I should.
I first thing when I came into that, I looked around because at studios, I worked here before, and there's a big camera and some lights, and I said, uh-oh, are we on video? And she said, no, not today.
Yeah, so, they do that occasionally.
No, wait, Ashley, what, are we on video?
No.
Oh.
We are looking to, in this next year, to get us live streaming video and audio. A lot of people who are on live streaming, a lot of other radio stations do a video version also. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a special look behind the scenes. It's not TV by any means, but it's a special edition for our online audience.
You're talking about Newsies, or the play of Newsies.
Yep.
See where cats bombed?
Yeah, I was hearing about that. Where
catastrophe.
When they put the animation to it and actually put the faces, a recognizable face, it was pretty eerie.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor Swift, Taylor's one of my favorite. I like Taylor. She's kind of a cutie. 6 foot tall or so, very pretty lady, but it bombed.
And the explanation was it was just too real and it was spooky.
Yeah,
it was bad enough that people hated it enough that they actually sent it back to the editors. They're redoing a bunch of it right now.
How do you do that once? I was in one movie in my life. How do you send it back once it's out and start over again?
I think the DVD release is going to be different from the what's in the theaters.
And it was on, my gosh, that's been on Broadway and across for how many years?
Oh, successful. On Broadway, it's huge. Put it in a movie and it just bombs.
Boy, speaking of movies, now that's a great subject for Christmas. One of my favorite things about the holidays always has been, we've got some great Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a whole series of movies, none of which were made recently, quite frankly. They go way back, all of the great Christmas movies. My all-time favorite, and it isn't everybody's, but A Bishop's Wife. Cary Grant, Hepburn, David Niven. If you have not seen that movie, and every year I do this, I've been my favorite forever. Anytime I've ever watched anybody, man or woman, who has watched that movie, they'll watch it the rest of their life every Christmas. Guaranteed.
I like the Christmas movies, but my favorite movie of all time, very few people remember it, Cecil B. DeMille's The Greatest Show on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
that great movie.
If you're listening to the beginning of this program, I always wanted to be a circus barker, and I got to do it a few times. But I love that movie, and I was going to buy it, but I haven't run onto it.
Do you know The Greatest Show on Earth is, and I've forgotten now where it is. I've done so much back across the United States in the last few years, but there is a great museum that, and I've forgotten where in the world it is. It's someplace back, way back east, but they've got circus. Mm-hmm. And they've got all of the great circus histories,
right.
All of the posters from every era of the circuses and the different owners and when they went together and when they separated and the whole history. Huge museum with a lot of the old merry-go-rounds and circus trains. And I mean, you can wander around there for hours.
I've seen that on television. I can't remember where it's at.
I'm trying to remember what state it was in. It was way...
It was a popular one in Florida.
No. This is up north someplace. Mary and I were with her sister and brother, and we were on a trip 3 years ago.
The Barnum Museum in Bridgeport, Connecticut?
That's it. That's the one. And oh my gosh! You talking about circus earlier. There is every era of circus from the very, very beginning, including one of the original old merry-go-rounds that's still operational and you can actually ride it. And great history.
PETA is pretty well put the circus out of business for animals. That's what happened to Ringling Brothers. And Hugo, Oklahoma, is the home headquarters for Carson's and Barnes Circus, one of the few still big cops still traveling on the road. They still have 3 performing elephants, but they have, a lot of people don't realize, they have a herd of like 50 in Hugo out in the field. And these elephants are just gorgeous, and they're treated royally. When they're on the road, I've watched them, they get manicures once a week on their toenails, and they're all fixed up, and they fix their teeth, and they brush them every day and wash them down. They're all female elephants, and they're very, very docile.
Yes. And elephants were a huge, huge part of.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So back to Christmas movies. The other one that I always love, and I love the story about how I just went completely blank, but it wasn't successful when they first released it.
Oh, Miracle, or no, just on last night.
Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life.
Thank
you. Boy, Ashley's worth her weight in gold in there.
Yes, she is.
She's reading our minds. I have a senior moment, and she's coming right back telling me, oh, guess this.
I'm guessing here.
Yeah, that one wasn't successful when it was first released, and then over, I've forgotten the story that goes with it, but it was after a period of time it became popular, and everybody has to watch that one.
That's exactly right. What do you think about taking the black and white movies and coloring them?
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it. I don't like the remakes.
No.
I just hate it when they take a beautiful movie that I'll sit and watch. I mean, I've got a whole stack of them, and I've got them in VCR. I've still got some of them in VHS and you know, the whole thing. And now I've got them on the digital thing, whatever the next mood is.
Right.
Every time I keep ordering them, because there's several of my movies I never want to give up. But then when they remake them, they just ruin them. They 9 times out of 10, they're just not the same, and they're not as good as the Bishop's Wife is a perfect example.
And A Star Is Born. They mess around with that one a little bit too.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Twice, I believe.
I haven't seen a remake of a really good movie that I've really liked. They don't seem
Avengers.
To do a good job with it.
Avengers?
Avengers. I will say the remake of Avengers is better than the original.
What about Star Wars? Isn't that one just out now?
It is. It's not a remake.
No,
it's a sequel.
Sequel.
It's a little different.
It's getting bombed.
Well, but you know, it is getting bombed, but everybody who's seen it that I've talked to says it's the best. Whether you're a Star Wars fan or you're not a Star Wars fan, if you've never watched any of them or you've watched them all, everybody who goes to see this one that I've talked to. It says it's great, and I heard an explanation, and I've forgotten who I was listening to, but a caller called in and said they've got the reason it's being bombed. It's because it's firmly in support of everybody should own a gun, and the good guys win.
Oh, okay.
And that's why
could be.
And that is exactly why it's being bombed by that free press that we were talking about, who don't like the fact that the good guys won in this, Yeah.
I'm not a real Star Wars fan, but boy, when
my son was. Oh, my gosh.
My kids are, and when I was in the business and had young people working for me, they were just, oh, man, they'd see it 3, 4, 5, 6 times in just a week.
Oh, I'm sure that my son has never missed any one of them, and I'm sure he's brought his kids along with it. I know at one time he had, you know, the movies of everyone, and he would sit and watch them repeatedly forever and ever, and I haven't talked to him about that recently, but I'm going to bet that he has continued to watch every one of them. But I think I'm going to go to this one. I haven't been to one in a while, But everybody I've talked to has said, it, whether you're a fan or you're not a fan, everybody who goes to it that I've talked to says it's just great.
Do you have even to the movies now where they, it's, well, it's been a little while, where you can sit in the rocking chair and have a glass of wine?
Well, you know, I actually experienced that the first time a few years back. I was back in Jamestown, and it, we were going through history, you know, the whole thing there, and they had this live reenactment, and it was an icky, windy day, and we were miserable, and Tony Fish, local boy, who I was visiting with back there, said, let's go to the movies. And so I thought, what a strange thing to do in the middle of a tourist kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back right after this break. We'll be right back after these messages.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Baffle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Ha, 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 ha.
movies for sure. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, I've still got a whole, a big box of original people from the movies and what have you, mm-hmm. Rick's collection.
Up they're worth the money.
I would think so. I think I've actually got some that are still in the packages, so that might be worth some money. Of course, they belong to my son. But as we went to the break, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Trish Clark this morning, and I'm joined in the studio with Jim Albertson, Jimbo, as my co-host. And we're just talking about whatever's coming to our mind. If you'd like to join this conversation, give us a call at 605-4567. And I want to say good morning to those people in the chat room. I understand you're out there, and Ashley says you're paying attention. And if you've got something you'd like us to talk about, let Ashley know that, and we'll bring that subject up. When we left, we were talking about movie theaters. Okay, and the first time I went to one of these, so we were cold and nasty, and so we decided to go to a movie, which I thought was a really strange thing to do on a vacation. But it was lunch. We went in, and we ordered whatever we wanted for lunch, and then I ordered a couple glasses of wine, and somebody ordered some beer, and, you know, they had a pitcher of beer and what have you, and we went in, and we sat down at our beautiful, nice luxury seats and a little table in front of us and watched a movie, and they brought us our lunch and brought you one glass of wine, and then when you finished that, they brought you the other one, and these little people moving in and around. It was a movie theater. I thought, wow, how cool is this?
Nice.
And now they're starting to do that, I guess, locally, where you can...
I just, most of my glasses hitting the microphone. Yeah, they're doing it locally. My wife goes out there, and if you give me a glass of wine and put me in a rocking chair, I go to sleep.
Okay, so that's not a good idea.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
But beginning, you know, I was only in one movie, and that was the one that was filmed here in Northern California. When I was in Los Angeles at radio school with Richard Keel, and he was in the movies, they said, they're making a movie up by you. And so I drove up, and I got the job. And back in 1962 is when they filmed it. It was Hell is for Heroes, and it was a B-movie kind of panned. But now it's becoming a classic because at that time it had some big stars. It had Bob Newhart and Fez Parker, Bobby Darin.
Oh, wow.
Every morning I got to eat breakfast with Sandra Dee. She was my idol back in those days. And she sat right across from me at breakfast. We got to eat breakfast together. And I remember they paid me $250 a week, which in 1962
that was a ton of money.
I thought I was going to be a millionaire, and plus I was just getting on the radio then too. But yeah, $250 a week, and it wasn't hard work. You'd work for 15 minutes and sit for 3 hours while they'd set the scenes up, and then sit for 15 minutes and
And what part did you, play?
I just played a soldier. I played dead bodies a lot. Also in one of my jobs, I did work off and on for the Lake Shasta Caverns. Great place up there, and I worked for them as training tour guides and doing tours. And so there was another driver up there who drove the bus, and he and I kind of team up, and we'd play off of each other. He was in the movie with me, and we'd talk about that. And I remember one time we had a bunch of little old ladies on the bus, and we were coming down, and they said, "What'd you play?" And I said, "I played a dead body." And way in the back of the bus, was like, "I think they typecasted you." Wherever that went. But the movies now, the Historical Society here in Reading, several years ago after an interview, gave me a digital copy of that. I've got a digital. It's in black and white. Hopefully, don't color it.
Yeah.
But I can kind of pick out where I was in different scenes.
But the rest of us probably not.
No, you can't tell who I am. But Sue always thought, who works here, the years news lady, she said, "I always think I can pick you out." But I had a funny walk.
Okay.
You wanted to get shot, though, because in a black and white movie, they used Hershey's chocolate syrup for the blood, and it looks good. But you got shot in the mouth, boy. It was like eating a chocolate sundae.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. And I always thought they used ketchup in those things.
Well, maybe the color movies, but the black and white, Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Color movies, they use corn syrup with red dye.
With red dye.
Oh, well, nice.
She's a plethora of information.
I've done that one before.
Oh, okay.
I was a special effects for an action film way back in the day.
Wow, and I had nothing to do with any of the movie kind of stuff. Did some thespian club stuff when I was in high school with the drama club and different things like that, but never got into the movies.
Looking back on it now, when we got off work a couple of times, you think of the history. I went out to Casablanca Motel, which was on North Market mm-hmm. Street. A lot of people don't know. It was a big luxury. And have a beer with Steve McQueen.
Wow.
Yeah. Do that quite a bit. And he'd go out there every day have a beer.
Wait, was he in that movie?
He was in the movie, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and what's the name of that movie?
Hell is for Heroes.
Hell is for Heroes. I'm going to have to look that up now.
My son was saying the other day, he said, I just saw Bob Newhart, and he looks old. And I said, he has to be, because he's older than I am. And he was in the movie, and I one day... Bob Newhart's not a very big man. Steve McQueen put him in a wheelbarrow and was running downhill with him. Damn near killed him. They're running down the hill screaming and hollering. But
you know, there's so much missing in the movies these days.
Right.
I love to go to the movies. I've always enjoyed going to a movie theater. But I'm having a hard time finding very much to watch these days. They're not making a lot of really good movies. So I tend to watch a lot of Netflix and AMC. I like the old movie channels, and there's just a lot of really good movies out there, and not so much of the new ones being made.
And some of the old-timers around here. Remember, it was the Reading Theater on California Street. I was in there many times. Beautiful theater. Had a winding stairway that went up. It was right on California Street.
Wow.
They tore it down, but the Reading Theater and the Cascade.
Of course, the Cascade is now a...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's... You probably remember when it was an operating theater.
Oh, yes.
It was not operating by the time we moved here, to the best of my knowledge. But I do love the renovation period of it. It's going through and as they peeled back all the different scenes and eras of different remodels that have been done, and then what they've come up with now. We've got a Class 1 studio there. That
I did the very first radio broadcast out of the Cascade back in 73 when Carnegie moved in there. We had the top floor.
Okay.
And I did my very first broadcast. In fact, Lou Gerard, who was in charge at that time when they remodeled the Cascade, said, Jim, I got to show you where you used to sit. We thought of you, and we put in a cocktail lounge. There's a cocktail lounge.
All right, yeah, on the top level.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly where we used to sit on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and the remodel job, they took me through it when they were doing it. Unbelievable.
I went through it three times during the period when they started, and then as they would go, there'd be some kind of a tour going on. It was absolutely fascinating, as I say, as they peeled the layers back and the different things that they came up with until they got back to the original.
If you go in there now, they show a movie of me talking about it because I fell in love with the girl that was in the ticket stand.
Oh. is that Francis?
That's my wife.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah, she was the ticket sales gal out in that little booth. Married her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Great
almost
history.
Almost 58 years ago.
Well, yeah, and you know, this is you have so much history with this community. Very recognizable voice, for heaven's sakes. Everybody out there you got to just mention the name, Jimbo, and you worked at how many different radio stations over the time?
Probably about 12, 10.
Probably almost all of them that were at one time or another.
Pretty much all of them. In fact, right now, I believe I have one of my friends who was a disc jockey, my roommate 60 years ago in college. I told him yesterday, I said, I'm going to be on and we're streaming. And he said, well, I'll listen. And he was retired disc jockey out of the Bay Area. And he's still going. He's not on the air anymore, but owns a home in Lake Tahoe and spends his summers up there and his winters in the Bay Area. Lots and lots of fun, but he's probably listening today.
Well, you know, and I find that really interesting. We were talking on the break about, we haven't gotten any phone calls this morning, and I'm sorry about that. 605-4567. Many of you are out there and got something you'd like to say or something you'd like us to touch on.
Chat room.
but they're in the chat room and they are listening because I know I love going through the community and I like it when people comment that they like Thursday mornings or they heard me on the radio. So I know they're out there and they're listening, Jim, and I know they're just, you've got a lot of history to share with everybody. So this has been fun I'll have to catch you from time to time more often over a adult libation and get you to come in and reminisce.
That's what it takes to go. But by the way, we're going to have to do New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
Want to talk about those later?
Well, let's do that after the break. We got a couple minutes in this segment, and we'll do that. And New Year's resolutions and all of the ones we make and don't keep. And I'm sure everybody's getting ready now to head for the stores to go back and return all those gifts that they bought the day after Thanksgiving, which is supposed to be the biggest shopping day in history, and this is the biggest return day, I'm sure.
Boxer Day in Canada, and it is National Whiners Day here in the United States.
And we only did a little whining about not too much.
No, it's warmed up in here now. It's 62.
What? actually 63 according to this one.
We're having a
proverbial heat wave.
Right.
Actually, I'm quite comfortable. I guess I get used to it, but I'm, again, dressed for this.
And I'm looking at Ashley over here. It looks like she's ready to go out and go swimming.
Short sleeves,
all decked down.
Maybe we need to put some more of that equipment back into that room.
When I worked in this room 10 years ago, we used to have two big pieces of broadcast, it would heat the room really hot.
Yeah, we had a big tower. We moved when we switched over about a year ago to two separate rooms.
They threw out the heat.
We moved the tower in here because the equipment is loud. Mm-hmm. So it's much better for the sound to have it in there, but it's not always great for the temperature.
Well, so what they need to do is figure out a way with Alliance Heating and Air to put in separate systems here so that
they're
can have I'm sure they are. You know, there's air conditioning in the summer and heaters in the winter. Alliance Heating and Air, one of our proud sponsors, is always busy any time of the year and available to help out. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. If you've got one you'd like to share with us, give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm, our family and team at Coachmaster wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coachmaster was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Get those resolutions you know that you are never going to do. And adopt a more realistic...
And she never failed. Ashley brings us back with the appropriate music. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio for you, those of you out there in the chat room. We thank you for joining us. Anybody got a New Year's resolution they'd like to share? Give us a call at 605-4567.
57 years. I where'd Ashley go all those years? She should have been with me all those years.
Well, yeah, she's great with the music, isn't she?
With the help of the internet, yes.
Yes.
That was the New Year's resolution song by Rhett and Link from Good Mythical Morning.
Oh, that's really heavy. Hey, what's your New Year's resolution? We'll throw it to her.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Ashley.
I've never really been one for New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to wait till the new year to decide to change something. The new year has no part in that part of my story.
That's exactly why you and I are probably going to get along, because I'm the same way. When it gets, what's your New Year's resolution? I could never keep one anyway. When I was really young, I'd try one. Maybe I'm not. I'm going to go on a diet. I never really had to go on a diet until I was after 40. Then I had to watch my weight. But or I'm going to quit drinking, or I'm going to be nice to everybody. I try and be nice to everybody. You try all those things. I'm going to take a vacation. I took a vacation. So whatever comes to mind, I don't make resolutions anymore. How about you?
Well, and I, again, never was very good at that sort of thing. I have to say, for a lot of my life, I really have been one that kind of lives life a day at a time.
Yep.
Because I think I learned, and if I didn't learn it before, I certainly learned it 13, 14 years ago when my husband passed away, that all your plans are, you know, it's one day at a time and nobody ever guaranteed you to. So I just kind of do each day as I get up and try to do that the best I can and be prepared for whatever changes life has in store for me and kind of be prepared for that. But a lot of people do make New Year's resolutions and then they kind of go by the wayside. Most everybody. I've never kept one. If I made one that I can remember, they just don't do that.
But, now, if you gym memberships really pick up, of course, in January.
They do.
Yeah, everybody. Now, my wife's really religious about going to the gym. She goes to the gym every other day or so. So she doesn't have to make a resolution. But a lot of people, they join the gym in January and they quit in February.
Well, and the thing is, that's why they sell gym memberships at 3, 6, and 9 months. Because if you're going
to
do that day by day, you're not going to make any money because people are not going to show up.
When I worked the long run with Regent Broadcasting, they liked us to go. They paid for our gym memberships. We could go and work out, and I'm not a great worker outer.
I don't enjoy it. I'm actually in a pulmonary rehab kind of thing now for 7 weeks, and so along with having to get up on Thursday mornings, people know on listening to me on the radio that I love everything about the radio show except the time of day. I think we had to do a noon drive-by or an evening drive-by. That would work better for my schedule. But in addition to having to get up on Thursday mornings, now I'm doing physical exercise 3 days a week at Reading Rehab. And God, what a challenge to be someplace at 9 o'clock or at 8 o'clock. I haven't done that in years. And if I was going to make a New Year's resolution, it'd be to just do my mornings like I like and do them a little later. I don't like getting up early.
I shouldn't bring this up, but my wife decided I was going to get healthy and she got bicycles. This is probably 12, 14 years ago. We're going to get healthy. We're going to get bicycles. And so we live out by Mary Lake. And so we took a bike ride one day. Well, it's easy going around the lake, but when you come back out, you got to go uphill. And my wife was, she's physically fit. She's going around and goes uphill. I was puffing and puffing, and she left me. And so I got off, and I sat out on the curb, and some man came out of the house and said, "You okay?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Hey, would you like a beer?" Okay. So he brings me out a Budweiser, and I'm sitting on the curb, and my wife's coming back looking for me.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? Well, I said, I got tired. This man thinks I need a beer. So there I sat on the curb.
Yeah, I've always been kind of physically active and wired, so I move around a lot and I keep busy.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual going to the gym thing, it's just not something that, but I will tell you that doing this, I know it's good for you.
Yes,
and
it is.
And you feel better. All kinds of things work better when you exercise on a regular basis.
I just get so bored at the gym.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I will hike, and I will go out and explore the world. If you put me on a treadmill, I'll, like, fall asleep on my face, which
I don't know.
For about 10
noticed,
seconds.
I know that everybody has those earbuds in, so maybe they're listening to maybe a book on tape. I don't know.
They might be listening to us.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's what they're doing, but... I've never found anything that can hold my interest. I've tried reading. I've purchased exercise equipment many times, bicycles, rowing machines, what have you. And they always start out with a prime target, you know, right in the middle of the front room where you think you're going to use it all the time. And then after a while, you move it into the bedroom where it's not quite so conspicuous. And then after a period of time, it ends up in the garage and then it ends up in a garage sale or down at, they don't work well for me.
Well, we're not on TV, but I used to have kind of a little act I could do of what it was like to be in the gym and watch the big macho guys go up. And they're always watching themselves in the mirror.
Yeah, the mirrors.
And you walk around. And you Ashley, are you one of those who watches yourself in the mirror?
Do I look like somebody who watches themselves in the mirror?
Well...
I was waving at you to give you the 5 minute cue.
Oh, you're waving.
That's what that meant.
She's in there giving signs of things that we're supposed to do, and we're both oblivious to what she's doing in there most of the time. But
it's nice to have a director.
It is. And Ashley, we appreciate you this morning. This has been great. We've been just kind of rambling and talking and history and things going on. It's been a great morning. We used to do this more often. Yes.
Yeah, we have to do it. My New Year's resolution is to come. I don't make them, but we can come back. And as long as Ashley's going to be here.
Yeah, that's been great. And Sue with the news this morning.
Yes.
We've had a great crew here. I know that people out there, you've got your New Year's resolutions. One of the things I will say that I as a New Year's resolution, I think I'm going to continue to do this as long as they'll let me come through the door, because I really enjoy it, apart from the getting up in the morning at that ungodly hour, especially when it's dark.
Right.
And cold.
Now, Sue and I worked together, the news lady here, Sue McLean, worked together when she was 19. I was doing mornings and she was doing evenings. And then they teamed us up 10 years ago or 11 years ago. And then we were together 10 years.
And you guys did early morning.
We did early mornings. I had, years ago, I did the Kelly Bernard, Jim and Kelly show. And then after that, I had Monica Jay. Monica Jay's got a big conservative talk show in Reno. She's in the Nevada Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was one of my partners, too. Nice lady.
And so the format that you did was kind of this and music. You always had music intermixed. And
I never did news talk other than when I worked over across the town, I did go on a couple of times, went for fill-ins, but I preferred disc jockey shows. And that I did it my whole life.
Yeah, and so I know we've kind of, usually this show, we get into some local politics and national politics, and there's certainly a lot of that out there, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about that in the next couple of shows. I'm going to be visiting with the radio audience here on New Year's Eve. I'm going to be back, and then I think the day after New Year's, Tuesday and Thursday next week. So look forward to visiting with all of you then. And final thoughts, Jim, wrap up coming year 2020. I'm going to love saying 2020.
2020. Yeah, you got 2020 vision. A lot of things you can go on with 2020. Remember when the world was going to end when we turned 2000?
I remember that.
Yeah.
And 20 years ago.
20 years.
Where did the last 20 years go?
I have no idea, but I remember they said the computers were going to shut down, the banks were going to go broke, nothing would work, and we got up the next morning and everything was fine.
Not a glitch. Not even a bump.
No.
And you know, talk about money. I can remember at the county at that time the thousands of dollars that we spent getting ready for all of that internet that was going to crash and burn, and the money that was spent getting ready for that inevitable, it just simply wasn't going to happen, and that was one of those that just absolutely went off without we didn't even lose a second on the clock.
A second. Everything went just very smooth, and I think they're giving us the sign. It actually is. It's about time for us to get out of here. So
we got a couple of minutes.
We got a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Final thoughts of the 2019. That's been a hard year. For a lot of people, but a good year on the market, jobs, everything's been
market, rue, yes.
Yeah,
that's really
wow.
Good.
Over new limits and new highs from time to time.
Right.
We're certainly going to be watching as we see the unfolding saga of the impeachment drama.
That's
which
exactly
is
right.
Certainly the high spot on everybody's news media across the paper. You can always count on seeing several stories, and our good president is out there tweeting and making me laugh, and everybody says they wish he'd stop, and I hope he doesn't. I kind of enjoy that.
All I know is my IRA and my retirement fund is very nice. So
there you go. And it's been a good year for me, but then I just kind of think you get out of life what you put into it, and I like life, and I think that we've got no place to go but up, and live each day as we got it. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Jimbo.
Well, thank you for cornering me the other day and said, come on, you got to go on.
So. Yeah, and we'll do it again soon. So
alrighty.
Thanks for listening this morning. You've been listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Happy New Year, everyone.
And Ashley,
Happy New Year.
We enjoyed your company.
I enjoyed having you.
All righty, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.